Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Mem. Menachas Daf Mem, and again, scheduling wise, we'll have to see. Won't be daf on Thursday and Friday. I'm going to try to give on Monday. On Tuesday, on the second day of Yontif, first day of Chalamoid here in Eretz Yisrael. I will try to give Wednesday. Yeah, today's Monday. I try to give on Wednesday, in that it's the first day of Chalamoid, and it's one of the only places in Shas where Tosfos quotes the Rambam. So how could I not give a daf on Menachas Membeis. I say, remember, Rambam, on the bottom Tosfos on Membeis, he quotes, V'chein Pirish, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon. So I'll try to give, not only for that reason, for other reasons. Menachas Membeis is one of the greatest dafim in terms of the rules for Berachas HaMitzvahs. There's a lot happening. So, B'li Neder. We will try to have at least one, so those in Chutz La'aretz can listen to it on Motzah Yantif as well. The other days, probably not. Sunday I will try to give, but it's unclear, and then we'll pick up on Istrichag, which is the after Motzah Yantif from B'nai Chutz La'aretz as well. Okay, so we'll see. Everybody just look at the web, and we'll see what we can do. Here we go. We're on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and it's somewhat shortened off on Erev Pesach, but Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, six lines up from the bottom, Rav Nachman. The Gemara had quoted Rav Nachman Shita. Rav Nachman is the one who holds that there are limits in terms of what type of materials are chayiv in tzitzis. Rav Nachman said that shirayin, silk, is pater from tzitzis. Rav Nachman is of the opinion that only tzemer upishtin are chayiv in tzitzis. And there was a machlokas we showed him what we paskin like. Rashi and Tosfos and others paskin like against Rav Nachman. Other we showed him the Rif paskin like Rav Nachman. And then we saw machlokas between the Chaber and the Ramah, what we hold. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Chadchila, we should try to wear something that seals the Chaladeos. And the Gra, b'shem the Gra, we said that maybe he wasn't so makapit for it because he definitely wanted to show what the halacha was like. Okay, Rav Nachman, six lines up from the bottom, seven lines up, Kidatana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. He holds like the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, how they darshan the Psukim. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Hoel v'nem rubegadim b'Torah Stam, since it says begadim in the Torah Stam, al kanfei bigdehem, just as al kanfei bigdehem, upir elecha akasav be'echad mehen, semer upishtim, and one time it says, when it says beged, semer upishtim, it says that by tzara'as, bebeged semer o beveged pishtim, it explicates it once, av kol semer upishtim, so too, all begadim, art, whatever it says in the Torah, beged, it means semer upishtim. It says it once, but it's a limud for all. Amar Abaya, and Abaya says, the high tana dever bishmael mafka, meidot tana dever bishmael. But this one that we just quoted is against the following one. Why? The Tana Devei Bishmael, you could darshan the psukim just very differently. Beged, ein li ela beged semer. This is only, I know, by a beged semer. A woolen beged. Minai l'rabo semer gemalim. Vit semer arnovim. Vit notzah shel izim. How do I know to include also not just the wool of sheep, but also the wool of camels and the wool, interesting, the wool of camels. Right, what, the wool of camels? Camel's not kosher. So we have the principle that whenever you have a chefzah shel mitzvah, you're supposed to only cover a kosher animal. Right, the minamuta b'ficha we had earlier in the Masechta related to the cloth of tefillin, related to other mitzvahs. The answer is here, we're not talking about a tashmishe kedusha. We're not talking about tefillin or mezuzah. We're talking about tzitzis. What's the beged made out of? That's not a mitzvah yet. You're going to do something to this beged to make it into a tashmishe mitzvah. But that's why this isn't a problem of coming from a non-kosher animal. Semer gemalim, semer anovim, or a wool of rabbits. Arnevis was one of the words in Megillah that was changed. In the Septuagint, the 70 Rabbanon, they changed Arnevis because Arnevis was the name of the wife of Talmai. So that's why they had to change the word Arnevis. To quote non-kosher animal, they'll think the word says that he would have thought that they would be making fun of him. That's one of the changes al derech nes that the Rabbanon made. Vinotza shel izim or feathers, literally notza of izim of goats. Rashi quotes that also is called semer. Or semer of izim are also called notza, right? Goat doesn't really have feathers. That the wool of a goat is also called notza. Vaklachlas, rikavashirai minayin, and also all these types of silk. How do you know to include all these other types of begadim? Tabalomar, o beged. Beged semer, o beged pishtim. So the o includes it. Okay, so this is the machlokas, tanoim, within two different Rabbi Yishmaels. Which type of beged is included? Is there any type of limit of what color beged is included? What color beged is included? So halacha is, doesn't make a difference. Does that make a difference? What color beged is included? There is the Gemara, there are some Rishonim that said, based on what we said yesterday, hakanaf min kanaf, that some say that the tzitzis should be the same color as the beged. The tzitzit should be the same color as the beged. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tes, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, Shetzarech Lasos at tzitzis b'tzeva hatalis v'amedaktikim noagin kain. Some say, there are some Rishonim that say this, the Rambam says it's based on the drush that we had yesterday, Hakadaf bin Kadaf, that the tzitzis should be the same color as the beged. So Shulchan Aruch says there are medaktikim that are noagin kain. The Ramah adds, Vaha Ashkenazim, the Ramah talking, E noagin lasos at tzitzis rak levanim. So Ramah says, no, our minag is to make the tzitzis strings white. Make the tzitzis strings white. That's the minag ve'en l'shanos. Right? Rak levanim. Af begadim tzvuim. No matter what the color of the beged is, the minag, says the Ramah, is not like the Shulchan Aruch. If you have a red beged, you'd have red tzitzis strings. If you don't have, assuming you don't have tchelas. And you have blue, you have right, red, green, green. No, whatever, it's always white. The Ramah quotes, Ve'en Lashanos. The Ramah quotes, because our minug is to always have white, the minug is for every medaktik to wear a white beged of tzitzis. It worked backwards. The Shulchan Aruch says it's got to be the same color. The Ramah says the minug of Ashkenazim is always to have white tzitzis strings. Because that's the minug, white tzitzis strings. Why white tzitzis strings? There's a lot of symbolism of white tzitzis strings. Kedei, sheyotz, we should be like snow, white, pure. But that's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Achronim Mikal Makom Ra'ui Limedakti Glasos Dafka Dalat Kanfos Odalos Katan Lavan Kedeshiya Yotze Yideya Kol Kishiyase Hatzisis Lavanim. That's why it should be white. That's why our Talisim are white. Yeah. So the stripes are connected the Tchelas. It's a remez of the Tchelas. So there's a machlokas, we're going to see, hopefully later it'll come up, machlokas, Ramam Rashi, what color is tchelas? Is it blacker or bluer? Right? Is it closer? It's like domed to the sky, but it's domed to the sky towards the nighttime, or is it domed to the sky earlier when it's blue? So machlokas, that's what the different minhagim come up with. I don't know about the other color stripes, the multicolored stripes that I don't know about, but at least the Ramah quotes, the minag, at least the beged of the talis is white, because the minag of our strings are white. And if you want to be yotzei the Shulchan Aruch as well as the Ramah, that's why everything is the same. Everything is the same color. Okay. Weiter. Says that's so the Gemara spoke about the types of begadim. We spoke about the colors of the begadim as well. Tana Rabbanan. Today's daf is the Sadin Betzitzis daf. What's Sadin Betzitzis? Here we go. Sadin Betzitzis, if somebody has a linen garment. A linen garment, and they're going to put tzitzis on a linen garment. Beishamai potrin u beisilo machayvin. Beishamai paters and beisilo's machayv. What does that mean, paters and machayv? Rashi points out here that it doesn't really mean pater according to Beishamai. It just means that, see Rashi's second line, hay denokat lashon patur v'chiyuv v'lon lashon lo naka lashon ostrin umatirin v'shuv the tzitzis chova hiu lebeged v'afilu eno losha. Again, a sugya that's come up, but it's going to come up more in the future. Beis Shammai holds that the chiyuv of tzitzis is on the beged, not on the person. If I have a four-quarter garment in my drawer, according to Beis Shammai, you have to put tzitzis on that beged. So what Beis Shammai is saying by Sadam Tzitzis, if somebody has a linen garment, they want to put tzitzis on that linen garment, Beis Shammai says that one does not put tzitzis on that linen garment. Why? Because the Rashi quotes the Svara, fourth line, the Kiva, Dele Beis Shammai Pater Havalu Kelayim Shalom Maka Mitzvah. Beis Shammai does not darshin, we'll go with Rashi Pshat of the Gemara, does not darshin the smuchin, the connection between tzitzis and shatnez, and that you say the principle of Asi Docha Lo Saseh. When you have kilayim and the mitzvah of tzitzis b'milu'ah, even with tchelas. Beis Shammai does not darshin that. So therefore you're not allowed to put on tcheles. Tcheles, by definition, is blue, let's say, blue wool. You can't put blue wool strings onto a sadin, onto a linen beged. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. So what it went, so use the Rashi, the Gemara uses the lashon of patur, even though it really means asur, because we're talking about a beged they're not wearing. So what isser is there? If you don't do it on, you don't do it. If you do it, you do it. So that's why he says lashon of patur. Patur really means he does not hold of that limud of asi dochalos, I say, the fact that next to each other you have the psukim of lo sil bashan and semeru fishtim yachtav and gedilim ta'aselecha. He doesn't darshan those smuchim to say asi dochalos, I say. So therefore, if you have a linen garment, you can't put on tcheles. You can't put on tcheles because that would be asi dochalos, I say. And that's Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Machayev and Beis Hillel says no, they are Chayev, because what we hold that there is a a din of asei dechalos. I say, and therefore, you put tzitzis on as long as you're doing the mitzvah. Halacha could be beis hillel. Halacha like beis hillel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Bar Tzadok, V'halo, Kala Matal Tchelis B'Yerushalayim, Eino Elam Enamatbiyin. 1 minute. But don't the elders of Jerusalem, the elders of Yerushalayim, say that if anybody puts Tchelis on a linen garment in Yerushalayim, it's been a matbiyin? But you're not supposed to do it. We don't put Tchelis on a linen garment. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Im Kain Lama Asru. So why is it Asur according to Beis Hillel? Why is that Asur? He's not arguing on the Minag. So why is that Asur? Right, really, Beis Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel, but Rebbe's assuming that they asered it for some reason. Why they asered it? We're going to have 4 or 5 different pshatim. Why there was an isser? There was an isser b'zvat Gemara, and maybe it even applies today. Putting tzitzis onto a linen garment. Imkein lama asrua lefi she'ein bekiyin. Because they are not bekiyin. What does they're not bekiyin mean? Rashi explains because people don't realize that there's a special limud of asi dochalos asei for this case of shatnez, and therefore if you put tcheles on your linen garment, people might come to think, oh, shatnez is mutter? I didn't realize that. They're not going to realize as dafka because of asi dochalos asei. If they see the tcheles, woolen strings, on the linen garment, so Chazal said, no tcheles. No tcheles, no woolen tzitzis, no woolen strings onto linen garments. That was the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. That's the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Asks Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yevamis, how could Chazal do this? They wiped out a mitzvah. How could Chazal wipe out a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to put tcheles, woolen strings, onto linen garments. Chazal said, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that because people are going to get confused. How could they knock out the mitzvah? Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yevamis Daf Tzadik, this is one of the examples that we have of Yesh Koch Biat Chachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah B'Shei Val Taseh. Chazal told us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. Chazal told us not to shake a lulav when Sukkot. How could they knock out a mitzvah? The answer is they have that power. They're allowed to tell us not to do something for the greater good. That's Rashi. First, why lie to Rashi? U'mishaninon to call Darvish Amru Lecha Bezdin Sheva Al Tase Mitzvah Zasei Zu Sheva Torah. Don't do this mitzvah. V'ro Tamlu Devrehem Ein Ze Oker Devrehem Min HaTorah. That's not an Akira Devrehem Min HaTorah. De Memela Me'ekar V'lo I Oker Labi Adayim. That's a very important lashon. How do you view Akira's Davar B'Sheva Al Tase? That's not called an Akira. Akira means that they tell you to do something. If they just tell you not to do something, that's a memela akira. That gets uprooted by itself. It's not called the chachamim uprooting it. And therefore, that's why they are allowed to do this. This is known as the gzeira of sadin betzitzis. One is not allowed to wear woolen strings with a linen beged because of this gzeira. As we'll see, the minug became afterwards of this din, they stopped wearing linen garments, bechlal. Several linen garments, not just the tailus on them, but that bechlal. That was number one. But, continuing with Rashi. So Rashi says it's Sheif Al Tasa. Let's ask a question for a minute. 1 minute. When I go out with tzitzis on, not putting tailus on my linen garment, that's called Sheif Al Tasa? I am actively going out with a baguette of dalat kanfas that's made out of linen, and I'm not doing the mitzvah daraisa. So that's called sheva tase as tosis. That's kumvase. That's actively going and not putting tzitzis on something. Tosis in Yivavet Tef Tzadik says, that is kumvase, that's not sheva tase. So what's Rashi talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? Rashi, don't blame it on Rashi. Rashi's quoted the Gemara. Ask Tosas, Tzadik Mabez, in Yevamis. V'yim Tomar, Tzadim Mitzitzis, Heichi Achi Sheva Tasa, V'yimachasa Betalus, Debas Chiyuvahi, V'yim Bo Tzitzis, Hari Over B'Yadayim. That's Kumbasei. Says Tosas, a huge Chiddush, what you have to say is, the mitzvah of Tzitzis is only incumbent upon a person after they put their beged on. When they put their beged on, that's when the chiyuv of tzitzis kicks in. Shatnez, the isser of shatnez, is putting on a beged of kelaim, putting on a beged of shatnez. This is the chiddush of Tosfos. The bishas ituf atakati lo mechayev al acher shenisatef. The chiyuv is only after ituf. The kesuscha mashma shata mechusa bakfar vasher dechase basel josh achrina. That's Tosfos. The chayada based on this Tosfos says, you know when we're supposed to make the bracha when we put on our talus after we put it on. That's what the chayadim says because the chiyuv is only once you put it on. It's too early if you make the bracha before you have it on. Most achronim, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, we reject Tosfos and we reject the Chayi Adam. We make the bracha beforehand. The Chayi Adam says, though, you put it on beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah in Ches Beis, and you don't appreciate what he's talking about until you see that Tosfos and the Chayi Adam, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yivarech, Yisatev, Patzitzis, Yivarech, Mu'umad, you do Ituf and Yivarech, Mu'umad, Mishnah Berev, Iskimu Rov Achronim, Dilachad Chila, Sarech Lios Abracha, Kodem Ha'atifa, V'hainu, B'shashu, Okso, B'yado, you hold the tzitzis in your hand, V'rote, L'satevpo, and you're about to be Misatev, T'zeu, Overlasi, Yasin, Mamish, V'lo Yakte, B'shash, Adayin, Atas, B'kubalas, not when it's folded. If it's folded, it's too early, it's over to over. But if it's right, I hold it above my head, I make the bracha, then I do the ituf. Says the Shar Tzion, Olas Taba Levush HaGazaryeh, Dilo Kachayadam. That's what he quotes in the Shar Tzion, because Achayadam passes like our Tosfos. Right? Rov Achronim argued, the Shah Gazaryeh says, how could Tosfos be correct? Right? We say Tzitzis and Chan is Tzitzis Asi Dochalos Asi. If the Chiv of Tzitzis is only after you put it on, and the Chiv Isra of Shad is right when you put it on, you wouldn't say Asi Dochalos Asi. Because we know the principle of Asi Dochalos Asi says the Gemara in Beitza has to be Be'idna at the exact same moment. You can't violate the Isra before you do the mitzvah. Tosfos would have to explain this, a little flexibility. Tosfos would have to say that if you're about to do the mitzvah and you have to do this act to get to the mitzvah, that's enough be'idna. It's enough at the exact same time. But that's an important lamaisa ramification in terms of when one makes the bracha on tzitzis. Okay, so that's a machlokas. How do you define, or the discussion of how do you define kumvasei shev al tase? That we have to move on though now. Yeah, what's the problem? Okay, so that is number one. So there's a gzera of sada mitzitzis. Why? Because people will get confused and they'll think, oh, shatnis is mutter. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava, Barav Chana L'Rava. What's the big deal, says the Gemara? People are going to get confused. They're not going to know, oh, shatnis. They're going to think shatnis is mutter. V'lirmu be'asara. Why don't you get 10 people to wear these tzitzis, meaning sadin mitzitzis, like a linen garment and woolen tchela strings. Why don't you get 10 people to do that? V'nafka l'shuka, they'll go out to the marketplace with a farsim al milsa. So everybody will see that they're doing it for the mitzvah. What's so hard? So the Gemara says, no, kol shekei d'mahu e'ilavan. No, they'll think, what are those crazy people doing? They're not gonna figure out exactly what's happening. They'll think, wow, 10 people that don't know the halacha, or that'll lead them to follow the incorrect halacha. Says the Gemara, why don't you just give a shiur about it? Say in shul, announce in shul, there is an isser called shatnis, but there's an exception to the rule, because we darshan smuch and asi dochalos asay. Just give a shiur, send out an email. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying right here. Send out an email that there's an isser of shatnis, and there's a mitzvah of tzitzis on shatnis specifically. So the Gemara basically accepts that question. And therefore the Gemara goes through, okay, we're not worried about shatnis in general. People aren't going to get confused with shatnis. Really? Because you can send an email about that. But there's a different worry. We're going to have four or five suggestions on this daf. There's a different worry. What's the worry? Gezeira mishum kala de'ilon. We're worried about kala de'ilon. Kala de'ilon is fake tcheles. It's the ink that does not come from the real source of tcheles. And there were some people that sold it to make a buck in the days of the Gemara. But there were others that just didn't know the difference. And they wore it thinking it was tcheles, and it wasn't tcheles. So that's the worry here. Why did Chazal Aser wearing tcheles, which is, again, woolen strings on a linen garment? Because people might have it, and they'll have kala d'ilon, and they won't know, and they'll be wearing it shelo b'malka mitzvah, and that'll be an issa d'oraisa. Because if one is not doing the mitzvah b'milua, the mitzvah of tzitzis with tcheles, so then that would be the Isser of Kelayim. Tosfos quotes this line of the Gemara. I'm sorry, let's continue for one more minute, then we'll say another line. What's the problem? Let it be, Kala D'ilon should be no worse than Lavan. Whoever's on Lavan, and we already said, don't we say that, we said earlier on the previous Amud, that even Lamud, once you say that the principle of Asi Dochalosa, say you'd apply it even by Lavan strings, not just by Tchela strings, so the Kala D'ilon would be just like Lavan. So the Gemara says, no. Kivan de'efshar b'minon lo. Since you don't have you're not mukrach to do it in this way, you're not mukrach to have kilayim, right? If you don't have Tchelas, so then you have white strings, so you don't have to have woolen white strings on a linen garment. You're not forced to have shatnez in this case. Once you don't have the real tcheles, you don't have woolen blue strings, let's say, so then just wear a different garment. You don't have to wear a linen garment with woolen strings. We only apply the principle of asi dochalos asay when you don't have a brera. Ein brera. Kid the Reish Lakish, and that's the sheet of Reish Lakish. Dumb Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Whenever you have an asin, a lo saseh, and you want to talk about whether one is doch or the other one, im ata yachol akayim shneim mutav, if you could do both of them, meaning, if one could do the mitzvah without violating the isser, so then you say, do the mitzvah separately, and do the avera, and don't do the avera, and don't use the mitzvah to violate the avera. V'im lav, only if you don't have a braver, you don't have a choice, yavo asin vircha lo saseh. Therefore, here you have a choice. And because you have a choice, we would not say the principle of asi docha lo sase. Right? If it was mocha, if the only way of being machayel the mitzvah of tzitzis is with wool and strings and a linen garment, fine. But that's only if you have tchelas, because tchelas by definition is woolen strings. And if you have a linen garment, that's what you got. But if you can make strings from something else, if you don't have tchelas, so don't make woolen strings and don't violate this. Tosfos, the beginning of the perek, we alluded to it yesterday, what Jason did on Shabbos, discusses, as we said, the Shita Machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos quotes that he thinks, in his opinion, that when the Mishnah says, Tchelev is not Makiv love, and love is not Makiv Tcheles, so what does that mean? Tosfos says, just like Shel Rosh and Shel Yad. Just like Shel Rosh and Shel Yad, it's not Makiv each other, you just wear one if you only have one. Tzitzis, you only, right, Tosfos and Shita, Rashi and Tosfos hold that Tcheles is two strings, right, two which are four. Four strings out of the eight, says Tosfos. You know what it means? In a ma'akev, that you should have tzitzis with four strings. Not eight, not all, doesn't mean not ma'akev, and therefore you have eight love on strings like we do. No. Tosfos says that I think that, what does it mean in a ma'akev? Tzitzis not ma'akev to love on, you wear four white strings, period. That's tzitzis. But he quotes that Rashi doesn't say this. Rashi says what we do. Rashi says that you wear eight lavan strings. And he quotes our Gemara to prove Rashi. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? Kala de Ilan, shno worse than lavan. What do you mean it's not worse than lavan? If you know worse than lavan, but these are extra. Lavan is only four strings. And then you put the kala de Ilan on the other four strings. So it is worse. It must be that, no, lavan would be all eight strings. So Tosfos quotes Rashi as assuming that this is a raya to Rashi, because it's mashma that you would have lavan on all the strings. Then he quotes, maybe it's not such a raya, because that's what we alluded to yesterday. Maybe there's no isra bal tosif, you're just being mosif within the mitzvah. But that is an important hara, that's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, at the beginning of the parak, and Tosfos is raya, that this is correct. Rav Shechter, he's known as one of the big fans of the Tcheles Bezman Hazeh, but he has an article in Gidas Egos explaining all the issues, and he quotes this Gemara as Kala De'ilan being, hey, it's no worse than Lavan. So in the context of Shechter quotes the Machlokas Bechaber, the Ramah that we had before, that there is a Minog, the Ramah quotes, on having white strings, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Minog is having a white beged because we have the white strings, but that is all mitam Minog. Rav Shechter says, based on our Gemara of Kala De'ilan is no worse than Lavan, and therefore, what do we have here? We at least have a suffix of the Tcheles. At least suffix, this is the right Tcheles or not. So if it's a suffix, says Rav Shechter, suffix derives al chumra. That should override the minhag of white on white. That's Rav Shechter's first step in Siman Beis in Ginas Egos. Memel hayinir pashut demiyish biyadenu suffik tcheles shebevada yoser tov l'shtamish bo l'tzvo bo mitzas biyachutim ulevater aminhago shel Ramah. Right, what can you do? There's a minhag of the Ramah that says that you should have the tzitzis strings white, and then Mishnah Berurah adds that's why the minhag is to have the begadim white, to have dafka the talis katan and the talis gadol white. Says Rav Shechter, if you have a suffik in din, a sveka de dina beats out the minhag. Shalom lasas eschut the tzitzis rak levadim mitam sveka the rice of the chumra bevaday mechuyavin l'shamish betchelos me'asu busupekes ula yia biyado akiyem shal mitzvah tzitzis b'shleimus. And then he quotes what does some of the other postgame argue? They say no. There's a shmua b'shem Reb Chaim. It's not printed anywhere. It's a shmua b'shem Reb Chaim. What's the shmua? You only say the principle of sveka the rice of the chumra when after acting based on something that's on the chumra, you for sure don't have a suffix anymore. Meaning, let's say I don't remember if I benched or not. I don't remember if I benched. So what's the halacha? You got to bench again. So once I benched again, there's no more suffix. I for sure benched. Well, that's when you have the principle of suffix derais al chumra. When there's no more suffix after, you don't know if something's kosher or not, so you don't eat it. Suffix derais al chumra. Right? Well, you didn't violate. That's when you apply suffix derais al chumra. Here, if I wear the tcheles, I still have a suffix. It didn't solve the problem. some of the rest of the chumra beforehand, some of the rest of the chumra afterwards. You don't apply some of the rest of the chumra in that case. That's what they say b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Shetta quotes this. There's a Ran and Masechta Sukkah that's mefurish against that. Right? So again, this is part of the discussion of Tchelos or not, or if Shechter assumes that there's nothing wrong, and maybe he's even worried. Not for now, but we'll quote it another time as well. He's worried about a Beis Halevi. There's a Turi Evan. It's a Turi Evan that says if you could do a mitzvah bishleimusa, and I choose not to do a bishleimusa, that's a violation of Batigra. That's what the Turi Evan says. So if you have this Savi Darayis Lachumra, and our Gemara says another Kaladilan is no worse than Lavan, Safik beats out that minhag of the Ramah, and you're worried about the Turi Evan. So that's what he assumes. It's a davar pashut of to wear the tchelis. Again, many poskim do not wear it. It's obviously the other issue of being out of the misora, that Beis Halevi also plays a role for many poskim. But again, that is part of the important line of kalat ilan is lo gara lo yehe el alavan. That's this line here in Menachas Dav Mem. Okay, Viter. Also, we could spend a lot of time on the next line of Reish Lakish. We had a Tuesday night shiur on it. If anybody's interested in hearing more, Asi Doch Halos Aseh, the shiur related to Zvach and Daf Sadek Zayin, what we spoke about, the lumdus of Asi Doch Halos Aseh, Hutshru Dechuya, and we spoke about this Reish Lakish. What's the svara that only if it's impossible not to be together, but if you have a choice, then you don't say the principle of Asi Doch Halos Aseh. That works better with the principle of Hutshra, understanding Asi Doch Halos Aseh as Hutshra and not as Dechuya. Just to quote one source related, and then we will continue. The Shagas Aryeh has a piece in Simon Tzadik Vav, in Yonid Yoba, says the Shagas Aryeh Simon Tzadik Vav, if somebody only has matzah of Tevel, you only have matzah of Tevel, or matzah of other, so, Chadash. That's really in Yonah the Yoma, right? You only have Aser Matzah. Do you see Aser Doch Halos Aseh? Meaning, the Shaka Zari says, what if really this Iser is not inherently Mukhrach to be connected to the Mitzvah? It's not like Mila and Saras. It's not like Sada B'tzitzis in a case where you have the real Tchelos. It's a case where it's only because of this circumstance you're Mukhrach. You don't have a Brera because of the situation that you're in. Is that enough of Reish Lakish to say Aser Doch Halos Aseh? Not conceptually Ein Brera, but Lamaisa Ein Brera. That's his suffix. He says, Im Ein Lo Matzah Shel Heter, he assumes, Aser Lo Lecho Matzah Shel Chadash or Shel Aser Acher. You don't say Aser Doch Halos Aseh there just because you don't have a choice. Avo Be'efsha La Aseh Liskayim Bilti Dchias Los Aseh, Kigon Hacha, Toa Efsha B'matzah De'atera, Avo B'shel Azeh Lo Nizdami Shel Heter, Elo Shel Iser, In a dochel losase, you don't say that there. Kivan ti ika hetera harbe ba'alma. There's a lot of mutter matzah in the world. She'efshel lasos zu laase zu de matzah liskayim al yado, and therefore we don't say asi dochel losase in this case. So when Reish Lakish says you only say it when there's no breira, that's only when there's never a breira. When there's never a breira. If a boy, like I said the example before, if a boy has a negat saras on his makam hamila, so then that's this ain't breira. Whenever you have a makam saras spot there, you're gonna have to do the mila there. There's ain't breira. It's ain't breira there. It's not in a person's power. But this is, you just don't have it. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara again, what was the last suggestion? Oh, you're worried about kalat Elon. That's why Chazal asered wearing tcheles, woolen strings, even white woolen strings, on a linen baguette. Says the Gemara, V'liv Tekua, why don't you just check? Why don't you do a chemical test to find out if you have kalat, make a takana, that whenever you buy tcheles, you have to do a chemical test to find out whether it's tcheles or kalat elon. Says the Gemara, okay. That would have been good. So we modify somewhat. Elixir Mishab Te'ima, we're worried that once you do the test, how are you gonna do the test? You're gonna dip strings in and see what happens. So you might come to use the strings that you use for the test, even though they were called the Elon strings. Because you might find, you might test it, it will come out to be called the Elon, you throw it on the side, but then you might get mixed up, right? It's just like those forks that get trafed up, that you put on the top of your counter, and then all of a sudden you look, it's not there anymore. Somehow, it got put back into the drawer, right? So that's a damage to Ema. That's what we're worried about. So we don't want to test because then you might have to use the strings of the test. V'lechtava adiski. So again, why don't you just send out letters? Send out letters. Make sure to throw out the strings. So where's it? Adiski, lake of Elismach? You're going to rely on letters? You're going to rely on just sending out announcements? People might not hear the announcements. It's not such a good idea. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, what's the problem? Hashta chametz bePesach for Yom Kippurim dekari samchin and adiski. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you sent out the letters to let everybody know when Pesach is. Right? What? How many dafim in Menachos discuss chametz on Pesach? Unbelievable, right? So the those listening to this in years from now, it is Erev Pesach Tashrin Ayin Aleph right now. Anyway, so you send out letters to let everybody know when the calendar is. Says it is Akari, so we rely on letters. Adiski. You're not going to rely on letters just for this assay? For the mitzvah of tzitzis? So, again, we reject that. So, Elama Rava Hamil Sa'amri. So, Rava says, I said the following. And I heard that Rabbi Zera in Eretz Yisrael said like me, what are you worried about? As follows. Shema Yikara Sadino B'tol Gimel V'yitzfarenu. What you might do is that sometimes it happens, the corner of the tzitzis gets caught on something, and it rips. So you have to sew the corner of the baget up again. It became a three-cornered garment. So you sew it up, you're wearing, again, the whole issue we're talking about here is a linen baget. You're in a linen baget, the whole thing got ripped, so what are you going to do? We're worried that what you're going to do is you're going to sew it up, and you're going to have some of the strings that you sewed up with hanging down. So, and you might come to use those. And then you put on some other tzemer strings, then you can have shatnas on your corner. You can have some strings hanging down from the beged, and you can have tzemer hanging down if you add it on to the pishton beged. That's the worry. Maybe it's going to rip a tokimbo within three etzbos of the corner, v'yitzferendu, and you might get to sew it up. And what's the problem there? Batara amr, tasav alamanasui. Because that's a problem of tasav alamanasui, besides other issues. But because when you sewed up the beged, right, the tzitzis that you're going to use that are hanging down is ready in place. Tasav alamanasui means the situation of the mitzvah has to be there before you start putting the strings on. Right, the doorpost has to be on before you put the mezuzah on. As we said, you can't put the mezuzah on first, and then the doorpost. That's the worry. That's the worry here. And Shara Rebzera Lasadine. And Rebzera, who was the one that made the statement, he once took off his linen garment. Why? Not clear in the Gemara, but they were trying to say it must have been a case where the corner ripped and he didn't want to, he wasn't going to get involved and he took it off. Rabbi Zera, fine. Last suggestion. Rabbi Zera Amar, Gzera Nami Mishum Ksus Laila. It's a Gzera Mishum Ksus Laila. Meaning, if we allow somebody to wear, tcheles or woolen strings on a linen garment, they might come to do Ksus Laila. What does that mean? Pashas, it means that I come to wear it at night. And there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. And therefore, you're not going to have the principle of asidoch alosa say when it comes to the night. When do you have asidoch alosa say? It's like the kohanim. Like the kohanim b'shas avodah, that they can wear their big day kahuna, because they're doing the mitzvah then. Afterwards, they have to take it off, says the Rambam. Last Rambam, menuchas kelayim. So here too, people aren't going to remember to take it off by night, so they're not doing the mitzvah then. Right? So that is the reason for the gzeira of sadim and tzitzis. Period. There's a major machlokas rishonim. It's going to come up later on as well, but I'll mention it here. What is ksus laila? What does that mean? What's the term ksus laila? So, Rashi and the Rambam both say that it means anything you wear at night is pater from tzitzis. Even if it's a beged yom and you're wearing it at night, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis then. And therefore, the second that it turns nighttime, no matter what you're wearing, it's going to be pater from tzitzis. That's Rashi, that's the Rambam. It goes by the person. If you look in the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam, right here in Siman Aleph, Benuchas Tzitzis, Rabbeinu Tam holds no, Ksus Laila means it goes on the chefsa. It means pajamas. Pajamas, even if you wear them during the day, a four-cornered pajamas, they're pater from tzitzis. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. A beged yom is chayv in tzitzis, even balayla. What does Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila mean? Is it on the Gava or is it on the Chetza? Major Machlokas Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Yud Ches. The Shulchan Aruch says Laila Lavzman Tzitzis. The Imeit Ureisim Oso. Leha Rambam. Kol Mashalovish Ba Laila. Patr Afilu Hu Miyuchal Ayom. U Mashalovish Ba Yom. Chayev Afilu Ba Miyuchal Laila. U Laharash Ksus HaMiyuchal Laila. Patr Afilu Lovsha Ba Yom. U Ksus HaMiyuchal Ayom. Lom Laila. Chayev Afilu Lovsha Ba Laila. The Shodor quotes that Machlokas. And therefore what? What did the Ramah say? Savik Brachas Lahakel. We only make a bracha on Beged Yom that you wear by Yom. And that's why Yom Kippur night, we're makpin to take a bracha on our talis before Shkia. Because we don't make a bracha on tzitzis at night. And even if a shul has a minog of wearing a the chazan, putting on a talis for Ma'ariv, there's no bracha. Right? Because it's only a bracha when you're yotzei both. Rambam, Rashi, and the Rush. Okay, let's do two more minutes, and then we'll stop. The Amar Rava, again, there's a lot more here, but we have to go be do other mitzvahs today. The Amar Rava, Hamil Sa'ami, the Itmar Mar Rava, Mishay the Reb Zera Kavasi. Rava says, I said the following, and in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zera said the same as me. He shall beged v'chinach v'ha shall or chayeves. If you have a linen or a beged that's made out of a material that's chayev in tzitzis, v'chinafeh shel or, but its corners, you have leather corners on the dalet kanfas, chayeves, that's still chayev in tzitzis. He shall or v'chinafeh shel beged, but if it's the opposite, petura. Why? My time. Iker beged be'inan. You go by the iker beged. If the iker beged is made out of hide, that's not chayev in tzitzis. Rebbe Achoy, also baser kanaf. Rebbe Achoy says, no, just the opposite. Tzitzis is all about the corner. And therefore, you go by the kanaf. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schar, Amar Rav Huna, Hita Labala Shalosh, Vishlima La Arba, Psula. If you put tzitzis on a three-cornered garment and then you made it into a four-cornered garment, that's possible. Mishut Tazav Lamanasu, yes, we said, that's a problem because you put the tzitzis on before the situation of the mitzvah was there. Meisvei, Chasidim Arishonim, Kivan Sha'argu Bagimol Haimatilan Botreles. The Chasidim Rishonim, as they sewed their little beged, it was a tiny little piece of cloth. It was three etzbos. Right when they started putting on tzitzis, they were so excited about the mitzvah. And that's a tiny little beged. There was obviously no chiv to wear tzitzis yet. We're going to have later on. It says, Asher techasabah. It's got to be enough at least to cover part of your body. So how could they put tzitzis on yet? Isn't that a problem of tasav lo manasui? Eimano kivan shepatsu bagim hoi matalon latcheles. No, what it meant was when they had three etzbos left. Not when they first did the three. When they had a little bit left, when they were almost at the end, that's when they put it on. Umi Amrina, last section. Umi Amrina, Tasa Olam Analasi. Do you really apply this principle by tzitzis? V'yamar of Zera. Hita Lemutelis Shera. Let's say I'm very frum, and therefore I'm going to put new tzitzis strings on my beged, but I don't want to have a second where my beged doesn't have tzitzis on them. So I'm going to put tzitzis, I have four tzitzis strings on already, four corners. I'm going to put the new ones on before I take the old ones off. Right, I don't want to have even a second. I want to be like the lechem upon him. I'm going to be right there, right where they take the lechem, I'm going to put them on. So right when I put the new ones on, that beged was already putter. You were already mekayim the mitzvah. So it says kshera. Hita l'mutal kshera. But isn't that a problem of tasav lo manasui? Answer, Amar Rava, hashtab aval tosif koi, maisa lo have. If you're involved in an isser of bal tosif, halacha does not recognize that maisa that you're doing. So here, once you put more strings on, that's bal tosif. That's the example of bal tosif given. You put more strings on. So therefore, you can't be, it's not bal tosif. Maskevlara Papa, Mimai de Gavrilo Suvika Machavin, Zimul of Tulika Machavin. What do you mean? Maybe the guy has in mind, right when he puts the new ones on, he's saying he's doing bittel to the old strings. He's saying the old strings are bittel, they're nothing to me, the new strings are ikker, and therefore it's as if he's putting strings onto a new beged, a beged without any tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Ubaltosif Leku, Maisa Iken. Because there's no Baltosif, it is a Maisa. See if the Gemara goes back and forth what you would say in that case, and therefore that might not be a violation of Tassel Manasri, because he has in mind Bittel. He has in mind those original strings are nothing, and therefore they're like the dust of the earth, and therefore it wouldn't be a violation of Tassel Manasri. Period. We'll stop here. Everybody should have a Chag Sameach, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll be there to try to have a shiur on first Nechal HaMoed, and then Sunday. Then Sunday, we'll stop here. Remember, Menachas Membeis, Tosfos quotes the Rambam. How many places in Shas does that happen? Okay.